Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and interim boss Ralf Rangnick has admitted it was a difficult day for him and the team on Sunday following their 4-1 loss in the Manchester derby to City. At the Etihad Stadium, Kevin De Bruyne put City in front inside the opening 5 minutes. Jadon Sancho did level for United in what was a relatively even first half, but De Bruyne then put City back in front and the home side dominated after the break, with Riyad Mahrez scoring a brace to condemn United to defeat, a result that leaves the Red Devils fifth in the standings, a point off fourth-placed Arsenal, but perhaps most tellingly, they have played three more games than the Gunners. Rangnick felt his side did play well in the first half, but the results and the performance underlines the gap there is between United and City. Elsewhere, and Rangnick has also reaffirmed his faith in United's medical department and insisted he could not select a player who felt he was unable to play. That's following Cristiano Ronaldo's absence from Sunday's matchday squad due to a hip flexor injury. Roy Keane had questioned the veracity of Ronaldo's injury in the lead-up to kickoff, but Rangnick has backed the Portuguese. It is unclear, though, how long Ronaldo will be ruled out for. Edinson Cavani also missed the match, which meant United went into the game without a recognised centre-forward. Cavani had been expected to return to the squad following a recent injury layoff, as he had been involved in training in the lead-up to the game. But Rangnick revealed after the match that the Uruguay international was still not feeling right, and he could not afford to take any unnecessary risks. That's all for now. We'll have more later.